Welcome to this straight talk about U.S. Treasuries, stablecoins, crypto, and the gimmicks that the Trump administration is going to be using to try to find new buyers for collapsing treasuries. Because, of course, right now, nobody in the world wants to buy U.S. treasuries, and Japan and China and other countries are selling them off on a net basis. And instead, they're buying gold. Well, China's buying lots of gold. But nobody wants to buy treasuries, really. There are a few, you know, pension funds and so on that have to, because that's the only thing they're allowed to buy. But treasury yields are rising in the U.S. precisely because there aren't as many buyers as there used to be. And so it turns out that the Federal Reserve is having to print money or currency in order to buy our own treasuries. So what is the scheme to convince a lot of other people to buy treasuries? Here it is. It's a stablecoin scheme launched by the Trump administration, backed by treasuries. Here's how it works. They will announce a stablecoin that's, again, government-backed. It's not going to be Tether, but it might be done in conjunction with Tether. But effectively, one way or another, it's going to be run by the big banking interests, so you can count on that. And then they'll announce that the UBI, the Universal Basic Income, free money for everybody, will be distributed only in the new government-backed stablecoin. In addition, people who want to buy the stablecoin are free to do so. You can buy into it using dollars. And then those dollars will be used to purchase treasuries. And then that stablecoin will be described as a new digital currency that's backed by the U.S. dollar, even though it's really backed by treasury debt in dollars, denominated in dollars. But what backs the dollar? Well, nothing other than the, quote, full faith and credit of the United States government, a fiscally bankrupt, morally bankrupt, you know, industrially bankrupt system that no one should rely on for anything long term. The federal government can't balance its own budget. How is it supposed to, you know, run an honest stablecoin? But this is the scheme. This is the scheme to get everybody to buy treasuries by just having them buy into the stablecoin. And then that stablecoin will be instantly recognized as money or currency across the United States. You'll be able to use that stablecoin to pay taxes. You'll be able to use it to pay for government services or government fees at any federal government website. And importantly, you'll also be able to use that stablecoin to buy Bitcoin. So this is how they're going to pump the Bitcoin market big time, by getting everybody into the stablecoin and then having that direct, you know, purchase capability. You can swap stablecoins for Bitcoin at the current Bitcoin price, which will, of course, skyrocket once this goes into play. So, in my assessment, even though this entire system is a kind of scheme that's ultimately going to collapse when the United States defaults on its debt, that is, when the treasuries collapse, but using this scheme, they can kick the can down the road for potentially another few years if they do this correctly. And it will also mean that Bitcoin will very likely skyrocket in terms of dollar value for many years to come. But ultimately, Bitcoin could suffer a total collapse if the treasuries go into default, because so much of Bitcoin is backed by treasuries, right? And that's true with Tether right now. If you look at Tether's actual assets, even though Tether hasn't really been legitimately audited, as far as I know, not by anybody, Tether's assets consist of a lot of treasuries. And if treasuries go into default, then what does that mean about the value of the coins that Tether has minted? Well, then their value is suddenly very questionable. And at that point, what about all the Bitcoin that's been bought by Tether that was minted in exchange for dollars and backed by so-called treasuries that have already collapsed at that point? Well, that's not going to be a pretty picture. But that may be many, many years away. It could even be a decade away. We don't really know at this point. It's just that it seems like this is the next level of the scheme to indirectly convince a lot of people to effectively buy more treasuries, which will keep the U.S. government solvent for a few more years, and it will allow the U.S. government to print more fiat currency to fund all of its nefarious campaigns, wars, CIA operations, assassinations, color revolutions, massive money laundering, fraud and grift, and paying off all the right people, you know, paying off the senators, kickbacks, you name it. That's all because of the money printing. And this scheme will enable the money printing to continue a little bit longer. So that's why when this scheme actually launches, you probably don't want to buy into it. You don't want to trade dollars for Trump's stablecoin. You would be much more wise, in my view, to trade dollars for gold, because gold is very difficult to manipulate in the long run. I mean, I know they can manipulate the ETF prices, and you know, they can place a lot of sell orders against gold. They can manipulate the price in the COMEX and things like that. And you know, all the exchanges. But they have a much more difficult time manipulating physical gold because, it's an element. It's on the table of elements, and it can't be counterfeited. Whereas dollars can be counterfeited digitally, electronically, as they are every day. And therefore, dollar-tied stablecoins will also be very easy to manipulate just by printing more dollars and using them to buy more stablecoins and then using those stablecoins to buy more Bitcoin. So effectively, right now, currency creation is just pumping up the price of Bitcoin. You ever wonder why is Bitcoin $100,000 plus per coin? That's not just organic demand for Bitcoin. That's a bunch of fiat currency printing that's been sort of funneled through Tether and other stablecoins in order to buy up Bitcoin so that Bitcoin is held by, in some cases, you know, some kind of offshoot of the Federal Reserve or held by various government agencies. It's actually the U.S. government. It's one of the largest holders of Bitcoin right now. So this does not make me anti-Bitcoin. Don't interpret it that way at all. I love the concept of Bitcoin and how Bitcoin has its own limited supply, so it's got built-in scarcity of the number of coins. But since Bitcoin can be purchased with printed fiat currency, how real is that scarcity, actually? So price scarcity isn't really built into the system because the price can go to the moon in dollars since dollars can be printed and then funneled through Tether. You see what I'm saying? So without the dollar printing, what would be Bitcoin's price? I don't know, but maybe it's only $20,000 a coin. Maybe it's only $1,000 a coin. You know, maybe it's $50,000. We don't know because we don't have that scenario. But it's clear that Bitcoin right now, its price support cannot be maintained without fiat currency printing backing the stablecoins right now. And since Bitcoin prices also tend to bleed over into a lot of privacy crypto like Monero, then it stands to reason that some of the Monero value is also indirectly propped up by fiat currency printing, which is an observation that I regret having to make, but it's an honest observation. I mean, Monero, it went over $400. And it's right now, it's back around 335, I think, something like that. It's gone up substantially in the last few years as people are flocking into privacy crypto, realizing that Bitcoin is really a surveillance coin and they don't want to be spied on. But what happens if the treasuries collapse and then stablecoins backed by treasuries collapse and then Bitcoin price collapse? What happens to Monero? Well, probably, I'm just guessing, probably Monero prices really collapse at that point too, because we're talking about an across the board, you know, destruction of digital value. And I think that will be reflected across all kinds of crypto, not just Bitcoin, but many other coins that currently benefit from the inflows of money into Bitcoin. Now, does that mean you shouldn't buy Bitcoin or Monero? No, it doesn't mean that at all. I think everybody should have some Bitcoin. I think everybody should have some Monero. I'm really loving the news from Zano, Z-A-N-O, which I do own some Zano also. Firo's been putting out a lot of great news and advancements there. I've interviewed Ruben Yap, the founder or the project leader of Firo. I mean, there are a number of crypto projects out there. I think everybody should own crypto, but I think it should be in privacy crypto more than Bitcoin. Although I do think, let me say this on the record. I think every person should own at least 0.1 BTC, which is about right now, what, like $12,000 worth of Bitcoin, something like that. I do think that is a reasonable sort of distribution of risk. If you don't own 0.1 Bitcoins, consider it, take a look at it. But, I mean, understand that Bitcoin, it could go up 1,000%, or it could collapse to, 5% of its current value. It just really depends on other big movers like Trump and the government and regulatory agencies and what happens with currency and treasuries and currency collapse and World War III, etc. A lot of big moves out there that are way beyond our control, but I think it's prudent to have at least 0.1 Bitcoins in a self-custody wallet. But I also think it's even more important to have gold coins, like real physical gold, which is, some people describe it as the original cryptocurrency, because once you have gold in your possession, crypto means hidden, and you can hide your gold and nobody really knows you have it. They don't know where you put it. I mean, it can't be, tracked on a blockchain. It can't be just digitally seized. Gold, in a sense, is kind of the original crypto, and I think it's very wise to have a lot of assets in gold rather than fiat. But I would put the mix at, some crypto, some gold, some land, some ammo, keep it legal, obviously. But as far as I know, there's no law of any limit of how much ammo you can have. There might be a practical limit of storage space if you keep buying tons and tons of ammo, and there might be a point where you're like, got enough rounds of 22 long rifle here. Once you've got like 100,000 rounds, probably don't need any more. So there are practical limits, but you should, in my opinion, you should have your eggs in multiple baskets. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't bet everything on Bitcoin. Don't bet everything on silver. Don't bet everything on the dollar. Don't bet everything on, the stock market. Because we are going to enter a phase here, I think it's already begun, a phase of real wealth destruction that will probably be accompanied by fake wealth creation. For example, a massive expansion of the digital money supply through the stablecoin mechanism I mentioned, while at the same time, the price of a steak at the grocery store is doubling to, or tripling or whatever. It's going to $50 a pound and then $100 a pound. So you're going to be sitting there with this digital money, and more Americans will be flooded with digital money, and they will think that they're wealthy. Look at all these numbers on the screen. But then when you go to the grocery store, it's like, I can't afford to buy a hamburger. Both of these things are going to happen at the same time. And as long as there's an expectation that crypto will keep going up, then people will continue to hold or hodl, and they won't sell their crypto. And relatively few people will translate the crypto into other forms of value, such as, dollars or gold or whatever. So as long as everybody's holding, crypto keeps going up. But eventually, it probably breaks because it's not backed by anything that's real. I mean, look, Bitcoin does have intrinsic properties that give it value. And I've talked about these. It has divisibility. It has the instant transmissibility. You can transfer it to anyone all over the world within a few minutes. The divisibility is there. Fungibility is not perfect because some Bitcoin is tainted you know, because of the blockchain keeping track of everything. Actually, privacy crypto is fully fungible, but Bitcoin is not fully fungible. So you can't really claim fungibility because one Bitcoin does not equal one Bitcoin in every case. Some Bitcoins are tainted because of their history. So keep that in mind. But overall, Bitcoin has intrinsic properties. And I would argue that the most valuable property of Bitcoin is that governments can't counterfeit Bitcoin. But what they can counterfeit is currency that's used to buy Bitcoin. So is there really a difference? You see what I'm saying? Is there really a difference? Yeah. Okay. So Bitcoin has a scarcity limit of 21 million coins, but the federal government has no limit on how many trillions of dollars that it can print to buy Bitcoin. So effectively, the scarcity of Bitcoin, or let's call it the price scarcity of Bitcoin, no longer has integrity. There is no price limit of Bitcoin. There's no built-in price scarcity because you can buy it with dollars, and dollars can be printed. So there's a problem. Of course, you could argue the same thing about gold too, right? So you could say, well, maybe gold is overpriced right now because people are using dollars that were printed, or let's say really cheap money that they borrowed at low interest rates because of all the monetary expansion. So they're borrowing money to buy gold, and therefore gold, the price of gold in dollars is artificially high. Yes, that's a valid argument. That may also be the case. If the dollar fails, you know, you want to talk about deflationary events in history. If the dollar fails, you're going to see rapid deflation across all asset classes. As far as I can tell, you know, crypto, precious metals, land, housing, whatever. If the dollar collapses and the treasuries collapse, then, you know, liquidity vanishes out of the entire system. Every asset loses some amount of value, including land, including vehicles, including ammo, because there are far fewer buyers who have liquid cash to buy anything. So that probably includes effects on the price of gold and silver. But does that mean you shouldn't get gold and silver? No, it means you should get them. Because in that scenario, the dollar goes to zero. So anything is better than the dollar in that scenario, including Bitcoin, including Monero, including gold and silver. I would say my overall assessment here is people who own nothing but dollars are going to be absolutely screwed, just wiped out. Dollars in the bank, dollars in stocks, you know, dollar-denominated stocks, let's say, or dollar-denominated dividends, or, you know, treasury bonds or municipal bonds or something where you are paid in a fixed amount of dollars, like pensions, for example. You're going to be just royally screwed in that case. But the people that are going to make it through this are the people who have assets outside of that system, which does include crypto and precious metals. So the prudent thing to do here is to limit your exposure to dollars. And the way to do that is to trade dollars for other assets that are real, that are physical in the case of precious metals, and that things that you can have in your own self-custody. And for crypto, that means having your own crypto wallet, where you have the seed phrase, you have the keys, so you control the crypto. Don't leave it on online exchanges because you don't control it there. Now, my gold sponsor has a new announcement. They have launched a new name, a new brand. And they've been in business for almost 50 years, by the way. But they're launching something new, which is really very cool. It's based on price fairness and transparency and a lot of enhancements. And it's called BattalionMetals.com. You can get there by just going to metalswithmike.com. It'll forward you to Battalion Metals. And there at Battalion Metals, look, it's the same people, it's the same group. It's just a new presentation with some new high-end partners that you're going to be hearing about in the coming weeks. And there you can buy gold and silver from reputable world mints like the Perth Mint or the South African Mint or the Royal Canadian Mint or, you know, Britannia's from the British Mint, you know, etc., or Eagles from US Mints, at very, very good pricing, extremely competitive, outstanding customer service. If you use discount code Ranger, they will waive the insurance fee on your shipment. So you'll get free insurance coverage by using discount code Ranger. And then we get a little bit of credit on that purchase because we're an affiliate partner of Battalion Metals. So use discount code Ranger if you want to get metals from them. It doesn't cost you anything extra, but it does help support us. So the easiest way to get there is just type in your browser, metalswithmike.com, and it'll take you there. And in terms of crypto, the best exchange that I know of is Kraken. K-R-A, what is it? Is it just K-R-A-K-E-N, I think, is how that's spelled. Just Kraken. Go to kraken.com and, you know, sign up there and purchase your crypto that way. But then transfer it off of Kraken into your own self-custody wallet. And sadly, the Exodus wallet is dropping support for Monero. So you can't store Monero on Exodus anymore. You have to use some other wallet. I just recommend using the Monero wallet, which you can find at getmonero.org. I think that's the web address, getmonero.org. Or if you want to use a Xano wallet, you can just get that at xano.org. If you want to use the Exodus wallet, I think it's exodus.com. But anyway, you can find the wallets, record your seed phrases, take self-custody, and back everything up so you don't lose it, all right? So don't take this as financial advice, but do your own research, make your own decisions, but, you know, take this as information to help you do research and get prepared, because there's going to be a lot of asset loss happening out there in the real world as this whole system comes tumbling down. And there will also be a lot of assets gained, very likely in crypto as well. If your timing is correct, if you don't get, you know, beaten up by the market when the digital tulip bulb mania, you know, comes to an end one day. You don't want to be sitting there holding a bag with no chair left to sit on, you know, musical chairs metaphor there. But anyway, be prepared. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. And also you can find me at brighteon.com. Take care. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now. After a long search, the supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So of course we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, you know, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder. Certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that, E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it. We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high quality, ultra clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have, yeah, there's the screen showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of carotenoids. This is a fat soluble, super potent antioxidant. And it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources. And it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a bottle because it's sensitive to light, but it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO. And we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff. Nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care.